I mean, just the facial expressions and how this individual that we did the demo for yesterday reacted, I was like, yes, we are on the right track. Years and years of working on this has really paid off.
How do companies create a culture and core values that employees actually live out? The team at The Receptionist, a Denver-based software company, sets out to answer that very question. Welcome to The Fabric. Here's your host, Michael Ashford.
Over the last several years, we have alluded to the fact that we've been working on a new product here at The Receptionist. The time has come to get it out there formally about what that product is and who it serves. And that's what we're going to do here on this episode of The Fabric. We're going to be joined by Tom Foster, our Director of Sales, and a new guest here on the show, Andrew Minder, on our sales team to talk about our new product, Receptful. It's a visitor management system specifically designed for the enterprise manufacturing space. Tom and Andrew provide their insights into what they're hearing, what they're seeing in the manufacturing space, and how a visitor management system fits into some of those larger global trends. If you're interested in learning more about what we do and how company culture drives us here at The Receptionist, consider subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheReceptionistApp. We're releasing new episodes of The Fabric once a month, along with lots of other great content. Enjoy this conversation with myself, Tom, and Andrew. Tom and Andrew, welcome to The Fabric. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm great. Andrew, this is your first time here on the show.
Yep, first podcast appearance.
Yeah, you're in studio. What do you think of it?
So far, so good. We'll see how the rest of the episode turns out, but excited to talk.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So we've got a lot to discuss here today. We're going to talk high level, just concepts that are out there. And I'll explain what I mean by that. I know that's super vague to the listeners, but then we're also going to get into product stuff. And this is kind of exciting for us because we're actually going to like full on announce this product today and talk about it in some real tangible ways. So let's start there, Tom.
Yep.
We've been working on a new product over the last couple of years. We've alluded to it. It's another visitor management system. Mm-hmm. It's specific to the manufacturing space. Give us the backstory on where we began, why we began this, and just some of the interesting things we learned along the way.
Oh man, there's a lot. I mean, this goes back to 2019, I think, is when we originally started. Codename Breeze is what we called it. So what we did is really The Receptionist for iPad is a one-to-many. It can serve pretty much any kind of facility. It can serve any kind of business. And what we wanted to do is more specialized. We wanted to find and who can we really help and get into deep weeds on their needs and build something that's going to help them. So we went through a few iterations. We looked at long-term healthcare at one point and realized from an adoption of technology standpoint, there was a extra challenge, if you will. So we pivoted over to logistics and just saw that their needs weren't as great. It was just a pretty simple, basic thing. So what we then did was we switched over to manufacturing. And it all really started with us doing a lot of interviews. So Andy Alsop, our CEO, and I, we scheduled, I don't even know how many interviews with current customers. And this is the nice part, is that we do have so many customers already. About 20% of our current subscribers are in the manufacturing space, is that we were able to call them, say, how are you using our current system? Where are the holes? Where are the things that keep you up at night? What are the items that you wake up and go, oh my gosh, what are you afraid of? And how can we help you with a compliance standpoint? How can we help you to make your life easier? You know, I mean, that's it. And let's face it. Some of the manufacturing companies are really in the space we're in right now. Technology, let's do it. The new regime, let's get everything done. And there are others that are still, you know, lagging behind. We'll just put it, they're using paper. We'll put it like that. And with a lot of the compliance changes that have happened with the government, we're finding out that a piece of paper can't prove that you checked a person's identification, for example. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be that for things like ITAR and CTPAT.
Which those are jargony words for anybody not in the manufacturing space, but they're just simply compliance regulations that people who manufacture goods in certain industries have to abide by. That's really all. We don't need to get into the nitty gritty of what CTPAT and ITAR is on this. Anybody who knows is going to know already. But I want to highlight what you said there, Tom. So the product name is Receptful.
Yep.
Receptful.com is out there. So it's kind of a play on Respectful, which is the words behind you guys in the studio right there in one of our core values. receptionist, harkening back to our company name, which is The Receptionist. So it's Receptful. It's Receptful.com. It is specific to the manufacturing vertical. And even more so than that, enterprise manufacturing.
Yes.
Like you said, Tom, The Receptionist for iPad, I have always said, if your company or your office building takes in people through your front doors, The Receptionist for iPad can serve you.
Yeah.
But there is a higher level of requirement needed in some of these facilities in the manufacturing space. And Andrew, I want to bring you in to kind of talk about what you're seeing and hearing. You're here. Let's talk about first your role. You're on the sales team. You're on Tom's team. You're here for what? And what are you seeing?
Yeah. So I'm here for what? I'm here to explain. Well, first off, it's to collect that intelligence. Like Tom was saying, one of the real advantages with this new product launch into manufacturing is that so much of our current base, that 20%, is already on, in that area. There is an entirely different set of requirements for these companies that sometimes we don't know. Mm-hmm. So a big part of my job is figuring out what those requirements are, having conversations. The other aspect of that, once we've understood their requirements, is it's sort of like a mix and match puzzle game where if what they need fits into the box of what we have and what we're trying to accomplish with Receptful, if that's a good fit, then let's introduce them and get them on a system that actually meets their needs as opposed to the one size fits all aspect of it.
You know, it's funny. I was literally having this conversation driving with my wife last night. I said, I'm so glad that I'm marketing a product that actually solves a problem. Like there are, I get cold calls all day as the marketing director, Tom, I'm sure you do as well, of just, I look at the emails that I get, or I hear the voice messages that I get. And I'm like, I could never. Like, what does that product actually solve? Like, what are we doing here? Like, okay, you can make pretty graphs and charts. I could do that in a lot of other systems. But to go back to what you just said, Andrew, like, there is a real legitimate need out there in the space, in the manufacturing space, yes, for just a higher level of compliance, of safety, of security that we have seen, as to Tom, what your point. Yep. We've done a ton of customer interviews,
yes.
Which, by the way, for all the marketers listening, that's your first step in great marketing. Talk to your dang on customers. But Andrew, what do you mean by that? What are we seeing in the manufacturing space? What are the trends in the manufacturing space that we're seeing that make Receptful and this new product so useful in the space?
It's a good question. So the big term that's been around for a couple of years now is digital transformation, right? This digitalization of all of these different key areas of the operations practice. So in the manufacturing world, we're seeing a couple different areas where digital transformation is being applied, from the shop floor to the design stage and all of the communication required between different siloed departments. One of the key sort of obstructions, and this harkens a little bit to what you were just saying, the conversation with your wife, is relevance, right? One of the big obstructions to a digital transformation initiative is aligning it with a business objective, right? If you can clearly sort of associate a business problem with a digital transformation goal, then that's going to be an indicator that you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. So when we were thinking about Receptful, and when I'm talking to these manufacturers about a visitor management system, right, one of the first steps is understanding what their digital transformation goals are. Is the objective to collect more data and have more informed decision making? Is it about streamlining inefficiencies and trying to get that extra edge out of automation, maybe? Maybe it's to revamp an entire process and free up resources to be applied in other more key areas. I think that's one of the fears that I've heard from a couple of different people is this going to replace our receptionist? Is this going to remove that human element from the front office? And Tom, I think you can speak to this a little bit more, but the simple answer is no. This is about augmenting the current process through that digital transformation lens, free up more resources for that person in the front office to apply their energy where it's needed a little bit more.
Tom, yep. Go on there, because I want to hear What were you and Andy hearing in those conversations that led us to eventually to manufacturing? I know from some of the work we've done, it really boiled down to safety and security, didn't it?
Absolutely. And to your point, as far as the individuals that we're talking to at the front, that is a common thing. Because if you think, a lot of these companies are using paper and a pen, and they're like, well, my importance is being there to help people. Whereas as we change and we go around and we have these conversations with these companies, is that that person is a lot more useful for other things. But it's not just the front. It's really that security and that safety. And when we're talking to E&H people, EHS people, we're talking to facilities managers and security people and physical security. The biggest thing is that they don't know that there's a product that can solve this problem that's first and foremost affordable. Because most people think, oh my gosh, I want it to do all of this. And a lot of them, because of the reluctance, if you will, to some new technologies, is there's that fear of the learning curve. And then when you sit down and do an actual demo for them, then they see it and they go, oh my gosh. So Daniel, our account executive for ResHelpful, and I did a demo yesterday. And we were about, I don't know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes into the demo. And the individual that we were giving the demo to said, I had no idea this was here. And then the next question he said, can this thing like find out what kind of food allergies they have? And I'm like, of course, whatever you want to ask during the check-in. It was just a really interesting conversation. So it goes to these individuals and this company that we're talking to yesterday. They're building a really big 28-acre facility. That's huge. Lots of buildings. How are they going to know who's when, why, where, and how, and what's going on? And what's the security risk for not knowing who's on the facility? Not only that, there's these, I'm going to use some more acronyms, OSHA. If you know, you know, you know, you've got to do mustering drills. You've got to do earthquake evacuation drills. You've got to know who's on site. You've got to do some notifications to these individuals to let them know if something's going on. So we really started to see that it's not so much, you know, just replacing a paper logbook. I mean, that's the easy peasy stuff. But it's really that back end, as you've alluded to, is the back end information that is so valuable. What kind of permits are here? What contractors are here? How long have they been on site? Tying our system into other systems is a big play for us, for the actual end user to be able to have, we call it one source of truth. So for example, if I check in and I get a digital badge that allows me access to areas in the building or the facility with one of our partners, then I can then go to our visit log and see all that information. Or if I had a contractor test that I had to take, I can go to that visit log and see that information.
And Michael, you were asking about what trends I've been seeing and hearing in the manufacturing world. Tom just touched on one of the big ones, which is the digital desert or dessert. where a company
is that
or a
like
team...
Is that like a hologram, Andrew?
it's a gap between the objectives of a team and the solutions that are out there, right? Where a team or a manufacturing facility might want this end result, but just be unaware that there are solutions out there, right? That's what we're trying to bring to the foreground with ResHelpful, is that there's something affordable and effective to meet these needs that you might not even know you've had, right?
I think that's a really good way to put it. You don't know what you don't know. Mm. And then all of a sudden when you find out, and to your point about marketing a product that solves a problem, that's huge for a lot of people. I mean, just the facial expressions and how this individual that we did the demo for yesterday reacted, I was like, yes, we are on the right track. Years and years of working on this has really paid off, because that's what it's for. It's to help these individuals grow. You know, we want to guide them to the solution that's going to make them be able to sleep better at night, to be able to have some confidence for their employees. Because let's face it, that's a big, huge part of manufacturing, is making sure that your employees are safe and secure. Your intellectual property is safe and secure. And you know who's on facility. I mean, some people are required by law to know who's on their facility at all times, regardless of what they're actually making, if they're in these specific categories. So it's a big, big change for a lot of people.
What did we find, Tom? Some violations from some of these regulations can result in jail time?
For a CEO, yeah. Some of you that know ITAR know. And I found another actual one yesterday on a phone call, which was another, I can't remember what the regulation was, but it had something to do with checking the driver's license or the CDL license of the individual to verify that it's legit and real. And if you don't, there's a fine every single time. So those are those little tiny things that some people may not be aware of. And you've got these folks who their job is not really digital. you know, that's security in the physical sense. So they're not thinking about what it, is there a solution on an iPad with a browser-based system that I can view all this information on that will tie all this together? And they're not really thinking of that because that's where we come in and are able to help them and show them that solution.
Yeah. And here in a bit, I want to talk about what makes receptacle manufacturing specific, because you've kind of alluded to a few of those things. But Andrew, we're it's interesting timing, isn't it? We're going through, I believe the term is industry 3.0, or we're going through
industry 4.0 is industry 4.0 parlance.
Yeah, please educate me. I'm just the dumb marketer over here. So interesting timing. We're going through some shifts in manufacturing that you kind of alluded to earlier, but what is it? What are we experiencing? What are we seeing that our customers in this space, or the folks that we're talking to in this space, what are they specifically experiencing?
So industry 4.0 is a massive subject. The easiest way to think about it is the way that manufacturers are operating, given our current technology level. If we can go on a quick history tangent, this goes actually all the way back to the first industrial revolution, really, where there was a change in the way that we powered our lives, the way that we communicated with each other, and the way that we moved goods around, right? The steam engine, the printing press, and the railroad. That resulted in a massive increase in the efficiency of manufacturing products. The same thing happened again come the second industrial revolution, when we saw another big leap in efficiency for powering our lives with the combustion engine, for transporting goods by putting that engine on wheels, aka the car, and communicating with each other via telephone. Now, when the internet came in, there was a similar huge jump up in efficiency. It's so much easier to shoot off a quick email to get around these days, you know, with the access to transportation networks that are distributed as opposed to these sort of centralized chains of activities. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about digital transformation and industry 4.0, it's really, what does manufacturing look like in a world where the internet exists? Mm-hmm. It's manifesting in a couple different ways. The automation in the manufacturing process, computer-assisted designer or CAD models in the design phase, right? It's digitizing all of these processes, which historically have either been done manually or on paper, and seeing the increase in efficiency that comes from that, right? As opposed to spending a lot of time working on the design of a microchip, you know, that could be 2 weeks with CAD models, you can shorten that down to a couple of days, a few hours with the right engineering team. Mm-hmm. When it comes to visitor management, the logbook is not the most efficient process.
No.
You don't say, Andrew.
Setting aside the legal implications with regulation and compliance, right? Just the impact that digitizing this process has had on the front office, the speed and the atmosphere of the front office has had that similar sort of exponential increase in efficiency and experience, the way that we've seen in the actual operational side of manufacturing, the design stage, the supply chain and procurement side, right? Visitor management is one aspect of this trend of transforming things to this industry 4.0 world that we find ourselves in.
Professor over here.
I was going to say, thank you so much, Professor Andrew.
Nerd on IoT, you know.
So what's interesting about this, and Tom, you said we started talking about this new product back in 2019. Yeah. At the time, we were talking about Industry 2.0.
Correct.
In 5 years, we're at Industry 4.0. And of course, we're talking about AI, and we're talking about automation, and we're talking about Internet of Things, which is, I think, probably an outdated phrase at this point. That really was kind of a COVID 3.0 terminology. We're past that. We're talking about AI and artificial intelligence now. So how does, and you kind of touched on it right there at the end there, Andrew, but I'd love Tom for you to jump in here. How does Receptful get a manufacturing facility up to speed with their visitor management process?
It's a great, I'll call it, entry point. So a lot of manufacturing has been, you know, in the, on the other side of the desert when it comes to technology on some of these items. And one of the last places that they've looked at the efficiencies within the production side. But let's look at the efficiencies in the organizational and security side. Mm-hmm. What we can do, and I'm going to go back just a hair, is that you mentioned the inefficiencies of paper, which is true. There's a lot of items that are not just about making it more efficient, but making it so that it's at your, you know, just at your fingertips and being able to not go to a closet to find a paper book, then to go to a page when you hoped a person was there and hopefully you can read their name. What do we used to say? The chicken scratch detective?
Chicken scratch detective.
This eliminates yes. all of that. But more than that, data is power. Mm. Having the data of who's been there, when they're on site, that is an additional parameter that people aren't, they never used a logbook for that. So that gives them the ability to then take our information to other systems and combining those together through webhooks and, you know, Power Automate and Power BI and these types of things gives that a more robust atmosphere for that place. Plus, walking into a facility that's high tech and robots are building stuff and you sign a paper logbook,
there's a disconnect.
Something's not right here. You know, back in the day when I was in the field selling, I would use a paper logbook to know who my competitors were, like what to say. And there's no real privacy. And in this day and age of privacy and understanding all of this, it is vitally important that that stuff is kept close to the vest, as they say.
I think to piggyback off of that for a second, this idea that data is power, looking at our visitor management system, the information and the analytics you can get on traffic patterns for a facility can be used to better inform that decision making, right? One of those key business objectives of a digital transformation project, better decision making through more informed data. And that's one of the smaller aspects, I would say, even that Receptful provides.
Yeah. And something that we have also learned in this process is, look, we've been kind of using language that talks about the front desk and the paper logbook, yeah. but manufacturing facilities have different entrances with very different requirements of who's walking in that door. You have your loading dock where product is coming in and coming out. You have your vendor dock mm-hmm. where people might be making deliveries. You have your front desk or your front office, mm-hmm. of course, where suppliers might be coming in to negotiate deals or, gosh, competitors might be walking in trying to steal secrets. I mean, or because we've been talking a lot about safety and security, mm-hmm. there's vulnerabilities at every single one of those points too. If you're not keeping accurate records, if you're not making sure that the people who are there are supposed to be there, that goes, we haven't even talked about workplace safety.
Yeah.
We've been talking about data safety and security, but workplace safety is a huge part of this mm-hmm. in the world that we live in.
Yep.
And it's a sobering conversation to have, but it's one that has to be had, is it not?
It has to be had. And that's where the I will be replaced by a thing goes away.
Exactly.
What people, I think sometimes, maybe they've watched Minority Report one too many times. Human beings still need to be put into whatever the system is that you're using. Because without that human interaction of double checking and making sure that over-reliance on technology can happen. And then what you just alluded to is security and safety at the workplace. What happens there? Like, that's why that human portion still has to be involved in this. Yeah. And I think that if I was going to give a message to people that were exploring, you know, doing a digital transformation, one of the biggest things is not discounting the effectiveness of having a human being there to stop a potential issue. You know, we deal with a lot of watch lists. We deal with a lot of these types of things where an iPad would pop up a notification that says you're not allowed. That could possibly trigger an event that you do not want to have happen. Therefore, those are the things where a human being needs to be involved in this.
Andrew, let's put you in the hot seat here. who's a good candidate for Receptful?
Who's a good candidate for Receptful?
What type of company? What are their needs? What how's their facility set up? What are you hearing out there? What are the conversations that you're having?
So there are a lot of different types of organizations that would make good candidates for Receptful. I think if digital transformation is on the roadmap, that's definitely a good place to start. If those conversations are happening, it's manufacturing companies who have maybe one or multiple locations mm-hmm. Where they're starting that transformation process, but haven't quite considered taking a look at the front office yet, who are valuing and prioritizing the safety and security of the facility, of their employees. Any company where there's a focus on modernizing across the board instead of one specific area and are subject to these compliance regulations that need to make sure there aren't any bad actors on site at a given time.
I think you hit on all my checklists, which was safety and security minded, digital transformation, and regulations and compliance, right? And Tom, are we missing anything there?
Yeah, you just want to look cool.
Well, I'll echo what Tom was saying earlier about, you know, not removing the human aspect of that front office. Even the most automated factories in the country, in the world, still have people involved, right? Even the fully automated from procurement to delivery factories have, whether it's a data scientist running the machines or whether it's contractors coming in to check the equipment that is automating these processes, there's still going to be people involved. And with that comes a security risk, right? And that's where Receptful steps in to alleviate those concerns, to mitigate those risks about bad actors coming into your facility. I hope that answers the question.
It does. Yeah. Tom, I want to give you the final word here. What makes Receptful different from our original product, the Receptionist for iPad?
Okay. How much time do I have? there's a lot. So one of the biggest things when listening to individuals is, what can we do to simplify and organize all of these regulations? Let's just face it, there are a lot of things that need to be done and need to be tracked. And right now it's in disparate systems. How can we combine those things? So for us, and for when we're talking to our customers, what I'm getting information in is, what else do you need? What else do you need? What else do you need? What could we do to help you? You know, like I said at the beginning of this, what gets you up at night? What's the things that keep you worried? What makes you, you know, I'll call it CYA. What are the things that you're trying to cover yourself on a daily basis that you're not sure how to do? So what makes it completely different is the way that it's configurable, and the different types of configurations is a huge one. You know, you talked about the back, you talked about preventative maintenance. We talked about the front office, the distribution centers, or the DCs. All of these have different requirements, and we know this, and we're able to build it for that. Like yesterday I was showing somebody the one about the distribution center, and I was like, what's your driver checklist? Can you prove that they chocked their wheels? Can you prove that they pulled into the right actual place by them signing something that says that? And that's where I found out about the CDL license. And I'm like, oh yeah. So those are those kind of things that maybe they're not thinking of, but through conversation, we're able to then go into it. I mean, we have an amazing engineering team that is able to then take these things, you know, at the scale, we say, okay, it's not like everybody, I'm going to do a one-off, but like at scale, what are the exact common needs that these folks have? And how do we build to that to help simplify their life? Because at the end of the day, it's not really about us. It's about how can we help their organization become more secure, compliant, and efficient.
And let them know that there's a solution out there that exists. Like that is what we're finding more than anything, is just the unaware that they need to be tracking this stuff, or that it would be helpful to digitize this stuff, and that there is a cost-effective solution out there built specifically for them and their needs and the things that they're beholden to, I guess I should say, from a regulatory standpoint. Yep. So any last words here that I failed to ask?
The one thing that just came to mind when you said that is, I've dealt with a lot of companies who look for something after there's a problem. That's entirely too late. Like, you've already been fined. You're scrambling. Do this beforehand from the cost standpoint versus the risk standpoint. It's not even close. So if you want to find, I guess for me, it's if you want to find more about how we can help your organization, let's figure that out together. And we want to hear from people what their needs are, what their ideas are. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to do that at that particular moment, but the more data that we were just talking about that we have, the better we're able to help companies of all sizes.
So one of the more rewarding aspects of my job is having these conversations with people and learning what they need. Mm-hmm. But then the turnaround team between, hey, I just had this conversation with this person, they're really looking for this, and then how quickly our engineering team is able to put that in has really been amazing. Again, fix your roof before it starts raining.
And I want to make it clear to folks listening, like we've kind of alluded to it. There are customers using this system right now. But we are still in the early development stages where we're figuring out what else do we add to the system. So you get in now, you get to drive product development a little bit, which is always an exciting thing. So be on the, like, if you're going to do it, dive all in, go underwater, do the cold plunge, right? if you do want to know more about Receptful, go to receptful.com. The link will be in the show notes. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Great conversation. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this episode of The Fabric. If you want more content from our studio here in Denver, Colorado, please consider subscribing to our channel here on YouTube. That's youtube.com/thereceptionistapp to see more of our content coming out of this space that you see behind me, as well as more content from the remarkable guests and the rest of the team here at The Receptionist that we plan to highlight and show you much more of. Join us in the comments. We'd love to start interacting with you there. Please join us and we'll see you on the next episode.
The Fabric is hosted by me, Michael Ashford, Director of Marketing here at The Receptionist, and it's produced by our creative manager, James Jordan. If you'd like to give The Receptionist for iPad visitor management system a try in your office, jump over to thereceptionist.com/freetrial and give us a test drive for 14 days with no credit card required. See what you think. And until next time, take care.